South Dakota farmers and ranchers seeking to protect their property from the pressures of development are encouraged to consider the benefits of putting their land in an easement through the South Dakota Agricultural Land Trust. This nonprofit agency aids agricultural producers by transferring the development rights of their property to a trust, which essentially prevents development and retains the land for cropping or grazing. South Dakota Ag Land Trust Executive Director Tony Life explains conservation easements through the South Dakota Ag Land Trust are voluntary.
We're not interested in targeting any specific place, any specific property. We're here to help farmers and ranchers that want our assistance.
South Dakota Ag Land Trust easements are designed for landowners in the pathway of development, for example, in the Black Hills or near a growing South Dakota city. Life states farmers and ranchers still own the property in an ag land trust easement and have the right to sell it or pass it down to heirs with the stipulation the property remain in agriculture.
The only thing that the landowner gives up in most cases when we're talking about these easements is the right to develop that property into some non-agricultural use. They get to make the day-to-day decisions on how it's operated. They get to decide what type of operation they're going to have. They get to decide who comes onto that property and who does not come onto that property. They get all the recreational values that are retained by them, and they have the right to sell that property to whomever they want.
The South Dakota Ag Land Trust will never solicit landowners, but welcomes conversations with any producer interested in learning more. For greater details, search South Dakota Ag Land Trust or visit sdalt.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, helping people help the land.